101.1 FM Burnaby. All right, we're good. Before we get started, I would like to say that we are broadcasting on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Squamish Nations. Now, you're listening to Machine of Girls with your host, me, Jason Jones. I had a bit of a time getting up here, so it's taken me just a second. Very special announcement today. Stick around. I'll probably make it at around the 3:30 mark. But for now, I'm just picking out... I mean, what's Machine of Girls without some Machine Girl? Let's do Creeping Up from the Pit. I don't know if I... And it's not in our library. Hold on. I'll find a good one. There we go. Dread Architect. I play this one a lot. This is a good one. Let's get into it while I get set up.
We'll be right back.
Give me, hold on.
I'm so off my game today.
Many sci-fi writers, and even some scientists, dream of bringing extinct species back to life. But it turns out that nature has already re-evolved at least one long-lost bird. Over 130,000 years ago, a population of white-throated rails migrated across hundreds of miles of open ocean from Madagascar to the tiny island of Aldabra. Fossil records show that these wayward birds evolved to be entirely flightless. With no land predators, this adaptation served them well, until sea levels rose and Aldabra disappeared beneath the Indian Ocean for millennia. But some 20,000 years later, Aldabra re-emerged and a new wave of white-throated rails arrived from Madagascar. Today, these reddish-brown, chicken-sized birds with olive-green backs can be found skulking about the mangroves, but never on the wing. Because just like their ancient predecessors, the Aldabra subspecies of white-throated rails evolved to be flightless once again. It's a rare example of a phenomenon called iterative evolution. As the only flightless bird left in the region, efforts are now underway to recognize the Aldabra rails as their own species, a move that will hopefully facilitate protections that ensure these evolutionary oddities aren't lost a second time. For BirdNote, I'm Ade Ben Salahuddin.
CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. How are we doing today? That was The Blade by Frontline Assembly off the, let's see, did they count this as a maxi? Off of the single, I guess. The Blade, that was the blindfold version. Great song. I mean, if you've listened before, you know how much I love Frontline Assembly. It's like a perfect cross between EBM and like more harder industrial. I feel like there's a few other bands that really hit that mark for me, such as also with me today. You can, I don't know if you can hear that, but that's the sound of me tapping my copy of Stillborn by Unit 187 on the desk. You will be hearing that later, don't get me wrong. Now, have any of you seen the movie Tetsuo the Iron Man? If you have, perhaps let me know. You can text CJSF at 778-782-2573. It's an incredible movie. There's a scene where a guy shoves a chunk of metal into his leg pretty early on, too. That doesn't count as a spoiler. Have you ever thought about doing that? Keep it in mind. Could come in handy one day. Before The Blade by Frontline Assembly, we had Health with the song Shred Envy. I don't even gotta say. Like, you know, Health got to number 4 on last week's play count. What do you call it? Roster? No, that's not the right word. You can hear my phone, my goodness. On our charts. Health charted number 4 at CGSF. I like to imagine I had some part in that. And then, of course, before that, Machine Girl. Can't be a machine of girls without Machine Girl. So, where was I going with this? I had a plan. Oh, yeah. Today is kind of just like Machine of Girls' greatest hits. Because first half of the announcement, this is Machine of Girls' final episode. Oh, no. I know all of my dear listeners that I've built up over the past, it's been like 8 weeks now. Gonna hate to see me go. But there's more to the announcement. Let's get into it. Flesh Debt by Editrix. Only early listeners will remember this one. Those who know, check it out.
My upper arm. can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
You can tell we didn't make that one because the mic's all crunched. Sorry. Can I use some hexidine next?
Thank you.